I'm Jamie Tully from Chicago Public Schools Office of Student Health and Wellness, and I'm going to be talking to you all a little bit about our Learn Well framework, which is essentially our framework to help schools implement our wellness policies throughout the district. I have no disclosures. So the Office of Student Health and Wellness within CPS aims to remove health-related barriers to learning so that students can succeed in college, career, and life. And we really want to serve as a national benchmark for student health and wellness. This is our office, so we cover all different parts of student health and wellness throughout the district, including direct services and then also on the prevention side. Okay. So today I'm going to really talk about our framework we use to help schools implement wellness policies, the TA models that we used within the framework, and then a preliminary evaluation on LearnWell's impact on academic outcomes. And I just want to acknowledge my colleague in the room, Julia Getten, who helped with a lot of this evaluation work. Okay, so a little background on LearnWell. As many of you know, 2010 was the Healthy, Hunger-Free Kids Act. And in 2012, Chicago Public Schools updated their local school wellness policy and the healthy snack and beverage policy, which is basically our competitive foods policy. In 2013, we launched LearnWell, which is a framework, again, to help schools implement these two policies. And then in 2014, we honored the first cohort of LearnWell schools. So I'm going to just go through some of the criteria of LearnWell. Basically, what we did with LearnWell was we branded our policies and broke it up into 12 distinct criteria, so it was easier for schools to really understand what was within the policies, and it also gave our staff, as well as our partners, a framework to really speak the same language. I'm going to go through these really quickly, but LeadWell is convening a wellness team and reporting to their school quarterly. EatWell is integrating nutrition education. DineWell is implementing our competitive food standards. MoveWell is really trying to maximize that moderate to vigorous physical activity in PE class. PlayWell is our requirement around recess, so we require 20 minutes of recess every day, and we recommend that it's scheduled before lunch. FocusWell is our recommendation for integrating physical activity throughout the school day outside of recess and PE. CelebrateWell is focusing on healthy celebrations, and FundraiseWell is non-food fundraisers. RewardWell is reinforcing good behavior with non-food items. This is a requirement, as well as not taking physical activity away as punishment. EngageWell is ensuring that you're engaging your stakeholders in the wellness initiatives at the school. And StartWell is extending all of these programs to the pre-K program at your school outside of K-12. And finally, GrowWell is making sure to support your garden so that you're growing edible food and making sure you're maintaining it and integrating it into the academic day. Okay, so LearnWell, we really do a lot of different things in order to support schools within this framework. We provide technical assistance, which I'll be talking about in more depth in a few slides. We have LearnWell grants that we were able to provide to schools the past few years. So these are mini grants, anywhere between $500 to $2,000. We have a LearnWell toolkit online, which is broken up into each of these criteria and really provides best practices and ideas for things like healthy celebrations and healthy fundraisers. We do staff trainings for all of our wellness champions and teachers. We actually recognize schools that achieve all of these criteria every year, which is really exciting for schools. They really appreciate this. And then we also provide trainings to our partners so that when partners are going out to schools and providing any sort of assistance around wellness, they can speak the same language as the district. Here are some of our implementation examples around the brand. So here we have our toolkit. This is our newsletter here, and then this is our internal website. So there's lots of resources that we provide electronically to all of our schools, and really it all aligns with LearnWell and our branding. Okay, so as I said, LearnWell was implemented school year 13-14, and we really wanted to look at our TA model and whether it was successful for schools in implementing these policies. These policies really for schools are a culture shift, so they need a lot of help kind of reframing how they think about celebrations and fundraisers and, you know, providing physical activity in classrooms. So we've provided a lot of different types of TA to schools in order to help them do this. We're going to be looking at year one. When I talk about year one, it's school year 12-13, and that was prior to the LearnWell launch. And year two is after the LearnWell launch, so school year 13-14. So we, between those two school years, we had 421 elementary schools within Chicago Public Schools. And we put out a healthy CPS survey every school year that really looks to measure the alignment to our policies for schools. So 164 schools actually completed the year one and year two survey. Of those, 64 only received general messaging from our office, so a lot of that electronic messaging. And then 100 schools actually received targeted strategies. And we broke these strategies into four different categories to really try to look at which type of framework was successful at the schools. So group A, these schools were matched with what we call school wellness specialists. So these were people in our office that introduced themselves to the school, kind of introduced them to LearnWell, and gave them a face to central office, which is often a problem in a district our size. We have 685 schools with 400,000 students. So having a face really helps schools be able to reach out and ask questions. Group B had specialized technical assistance. So this took that matching with a person from our office a step further. This person visited the school more often. They helped the school write the action plan. They monitored the progress on the action plan. And then group C, we just provided funding. So these were the schools that received mini grants from our office. And group D, while it's a very small sample size, we thought it was important to look at the specialized technical assistance and funding together. So I mentioned the Healthy CPS survey. This was sent to all the schools in year one and year two. We have about 50 questions on this survey, and 20 of them are really focused on our wellness policies. We have a variety of other policies within our office as well. Okay, so characteristics. School size, it was pretty representative of what our schools look like in the district, as was the free and reduced lunch rates, which we used as a proxy for socioeconomic status. As far as race and ethnicity, the Latino students or schools that had more representation from Latino students were more represented within this sample. Okay, so the good news is that all schools, regardless if they receive technical assistance or not, did grow in meeting policy criteria. So this is really looking at a number of policy criteria and whether they grew in meeting these specific criteria. So as you can see, group C and D really grew the most, and B, C, and D grew much more than group A, who just got introduced to someone in our office, and our control schools, which is the electronic messaging. And as you can see, the funding and specialized TA groups seem to have grown the most from year one to year two in complying with specific policy criteria. Here we're looking at actually the number of schools that met specific policy criteria between year one and year two. So they grew to meet this. So here, what's really interesting here is the significance between the two. So we see that the intervention schools had a more significant growth in those schools meeting, actually reporting to their local school council, who basically is an advisory committee at each school in Chicago. Additionally, our intervention schools had a more significant increase in meeting our nutrition criteria for snacks, as well as meeting our healthy celebrations and fundraising requirements. And finally, the intervention schools were also more successful in meeting our policies around not using food as a reward and not withholding physical activity as punishment. So we then put in all of this information into a regression model. And what we found was that funding was contributing the most to schools actually meeting the policy. And the really interesting thing about this is we did it two ways. We did funding as a continuous variable, so the amount of funding that they received. And then we also looked at the funding binary, which is what this is representing. And it did not matter how much the schools received. If they received any funding at all, they were more willing or more committed to implementing our policies. So it didn't matter if the school received $300 from us or $6,000, they were just as likely to increase their policy alignment. So this is very preliminary, but we are really excited about this information, and we're continuing to really dive deeper and look at the types of TA that we are providing to schools. But really, the conclusions here is that providing the specialized TA really helps schools implement these types of policies, and then that funding in any amount can also help them. Okay, so now that I talked a little bit about the success of our technical assistants, I'm going to talk about another preliminary evaluation that we did around our LearnWell impact on academic outcomes. And I really want to thank Jamie Shrieke for this, who is known for the Bridging the Gap study. She helped quite a bit. She ran this data analysis. So I'm really going to focus on the first two research questions, looking at whether technical assistance and funding for LearnWell affects certain school-level academic outcomes, including attendance, behavioral outcomes, and academic achievement. And we're also going to look at school-level compliance with specific LearnWell criteria associated with these same academic outcomes. So these are the measures we used. Again, we used the Healthy CPS survey data. We used the schools that we provided technical assistance and funding to. We looked at average attendance rates for outcomes, in-school suspensions per 100 students, out-of-school suspensions per 100 students, and our NWEA scores, which is a standardized test that we use in Chicago Public Schools. And we controlled for free and reduced price lunch and the percentage for race and ethnicity. So again, we found some really exciting impacts on this. We found that providing LearnWell technical assistance really does impact attendance significantly. So this, while it's negative, it's less negative when they have received our LearnWell TA. So across the sample, our attendance went down. The attendance went down in all the schools. We saw a decrease in out-of-school suspensions, and again, a significant decrease, to a lesser extent, in in-school suspensions. We had a really positive impact with math scores when we provide some wellness interventions within schools. So that's really exciting. And then to a lesser extent in reading scores. And this is really validated by a lot of the literature. So there's a larger impact on a lot of wellness work on math scores versus reading. And then as far as funding, we saw a very small improvement in attendance. So this is the associations between Learn Well criteria and the key outcomes. So I really want to call out a few things here. Our Eat Well criteria, so this is nutrition education, we saw a lot of really great positive impacts here, as well as in our Move Well. So this is increasing moderate to vigorous physical activity in physical education class. There was a positive impact on attendance as well as in-school suspensions. And then we see a similar impact around Celebrate Well. So with that, we just are really excited about this granted preliminary research and its positive impact on our Learn Well technical assistance. I think it is really hard to measure implementation. There's a lot of work that's being done around passing policies, but we're at a point where we really need to consider the implementation of these policies and successes with that. So thank you very much. You can always reach out to studentwellness@cps.edu. I also have cards up here if anyone wants to contact me directly. Thanks.